Yo, 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 yo. It's your boy, Miguel. Mm-hmm. There's a baby in our house, Terry.
There is a baby in the house.
Do you have a baby?
It's not my baby. I ain't the pappy.
You ain't the pappy?
I'm not the pappy.
I don't think that I'm ever going to get a wife or a girlfriend. But that's a different topic. Let's go on to the subject today. This is also my co-host, Devin. Have you been working out, flight, white? What's this right here? What they call that?
The traps.
Oh, you be trapping.
So you all won today, man. You look, you feeling good, feeling great.
I am fatigued. From working these. From doing websites.
Oh, okay.
Doing my other work. Legit doing everything.
Okay. I feel it. I thought it was from something else, because you know, you be out here.
Girls don't like me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a 3 without a haircut. When I get it, I'm a 4. She laughing because she knows it's real. She's like, yeah, he is ugly.
Oh my god. Man, look, where my shot at, man?
You ain't even introduced yourself.
You just introduced me.
Oh, okay.
Because you was BSing so hard, you went straight to my introduction.
This one is spicy. But alright, where is your shot at? Do you want one of these? I'm taking that one.
Oh, you weak. That's why. How much I got?
You want to take this? Just take the rest of this.
No. That's a lot, bro. I'll take a sweet.
All right. As y'all know, what we do is we start off with a shot. If you ain't, we ain't had no video up last week, so stop asking. Stop asking for the video.
Yeah.
No video is coming.
For those that was asking about Apple, I don't know what they did. It posted on Anchor, posted on Google Podcasts, posted on Spotify. Apple just decided to take the intro, so I don't know. Apple, if you could adjust that for us, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Boy,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm as tired as a stripper when a rapper comes to the club. Golly, boy.
Do they get tired or do they get amped? Because they know I'm about to get some cash.
They do when they clap that ass, and then at the end of the night, that's how I feel.
Oh.
Like I done clapped ass all day.
I mean, at the end of the night, like one of them like is going back to the crib.
like how they would feel after they did all that.
Oh, okay, I feel it. Well, all right, man, let's get this shot going.
I don't want to take this shot. I'm already sleepy.
You, brother Randolph, brother Piggy, y'all want to take a shot?
I know Drew do. He already got.
Go ahead, take.
Yeah, we already had some.
This is Andrew Piggy. He came to episode 1. I think episode 3
or 4 or whatever.
You know, Daniel Swanger.
Already had a shot. Drank today, so I gotta go ahead and indulge.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Might as well.
Then you gotta show them the shoes, cause you can't get
me.
That's the top chef. That's definitely top chef you got right there.
I'm trying to get out there. You go. My phone.
All right.
Tell him this is top chef.
It don't matter for Drew.
Okay.
All right, yo.
There you go. There you go.
All right.
So,
all right.
What we got going today?
Ah, spicy.
What we got going today?
Man, that's a lot of stuff.
It's a whole trash can over there. You put it right there. I appreciate you.
It's a lot of stuff, man. What you want to talk? We can talk about how these Uber and Lyft drivers getting stupid out here trying to kidnap these women.
The only 2 times I took Uber and Lyft, I know I won't get kidnapped because I'm a strong man.
Yeah,
I took one in Vegas for the homies of a bachelor, and I took one in Miami when we got back from the cruise. I don't have any desire to take an Uber or Lyft anywhere else in life.
I can't. The only time I've really been in Uber was one time out here, ever.
You took an Uber in Oklahoma City?
Yeah. But it was a bank. It was like six of us. Yeah, I got it. Okay. It was like 6 of us, so we had to get to the airport during the middle of the day, and everybody's at work. But then all the other times was in like Vegas. Then we took it in Miami.
I don't even know who paid for it. I just got here. Like, are y'all going somewhere? Cool.
But for those who don't know, there's a lady in Houston who got kidnapped or was about to get kidnapped. She was in an Uber.
We got my lizard on camera.
But she was trying to get to work. Her car broke down, and then took a Lyft. And the Lyft driver was taking her all different places. They took her in the alley, saw a truck, dude got out the truck, tried to lift the warehouse door up, and I guess there was a bunch of sex trafficking going on in there. She was able to get out and run away and record the story. So, yeah. Gotta watch out for these Uber drivers, bro.
And of course, we definitely gotta watch out for that. My only wish is that... Don't knock that iPad over. My only wish is that...
Yup.
Laughing at me, please. But the only issue I have with that is that the internet is so powerful when it comes to attention, and I don't want people to. Yeah, don't come to me.
Come here.
Don't come to me.
Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here, Brittany.
She see this ugly dude and like, ew. But I don't want people to be posting stories that aren't true. Like, yeah. Just because it's popular, it's a popular topic right now, and they're like, oh, this is a good way for me to get attention, get likes, get follows. It's for me to post a topic that didn't really happen. So I'm not saying that story didn't happen.
Right.
But it's bound to happen just like with anything else.
You know? No, I agree. I mean, I hope she wasn't doing that for the likes or whatever, because I'd be stupid, selfish.
I seen it literally a story today where a lady said she literally just posted two different pictures of men in white. Like white vans.
Yeah.
Like there was nothing. Like there was no kidnapping that went about. They were just driving these white vans and automatically posted those pictures. And then, not saying that they weren't doing up to no good, but the fact that she had no type of motivation for that, just besides they had a white van, it could ruin his life, because she got a picture of this dude on Facebook.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So if he was just out there in his work van, or he borrowed it to move some stuff, it could be bad towards the situation. But on the flip side, if he was actually out there doing dirty, he could get caught. So yeah. I'm just hoping that people don't try to do stuff for attention and just try to follow a new wave.
Yeah, that'd be bad. Lighter note, on a weird note, on a gross note. So... Did you hear about... So, you know about the homeless epidemic in L.A., right? Like, how they turned it into, like, zombies and doing, like, random...
Well, they've been doing that forever. If you ever watched South Park, they had an episode on it that was dedicated to the homeless people of Los Angeles. South Park was one of my favorite shows. They had an episode dedicated on there.
I know what you're talking about.
And they remixed the California song by Dr. Dre and Tupac. So, if you ever get a chance, go.
So, I guess it was sometime last week. It was a lady. She was just, you know, walking out of, I think it was a store or a restaurant, just going to her car. And a homeless man ran up to her and attacked her.
I think I know what story you're talking about, but you can go on.
So, as he attacked her, he had a bucket.
Yeah.
He had a bucket, 5-gallon bucket, and he poured whatever was in his bucket on his lady. Now, what was in the bucket was 5 gallons of diarrhea.
Oh.
Yeah.
5 gallons of diarrhea. She out here working. But yeah, 5 gallons of diarrhea.
Justin said y'all ugly.
Justin who?
I am ugly.
We know.
I know. I mean, I knew. You shut the hell up. I know.
Oh, but yeah. Now she got to get tested once a
month. Yeah, it's once a month. Well, no, it's once a month. She has to get tested for
six months.
Yep.
For six months.
Let me say this. Let me put this on the table.
Go ahead.
You throw a bucket of diarrhea on me, one of us got to go.
Yeah, somebody
Neither one of us. Like, either I'm killing you or killing myself. I am not about to live with shit on my motherfucking face.
So you ain't going to spend all your energy on killing them? What you mean?
Like, if they find a way, if they like threw the shit on me and it was like I finally get it out of my eyes, like poof, be gone. Like they was out of there, like a magic trick. Then I'd be like, well, this is it. I gotta go, and I'm not about to live with shit on my body.
You ain't gotta live with shit on your body. Get cleaned up.
She gotta get tested for months. I feel like it was like a year. A year, at least once a month.
She probably gonna go for longer than that, but she gotta go for at least 6 months.
She gonna have a lot of bum bumps on her head.
But she said she had it like all in her eyes and had some in her mouth. And This shit gross.
Exactly why one of us gotta go. It ain't no way that we could both be on the earth and you throw shit at me.
So check it now. So now
you throw shit at me, you out of here.
I'm out of here if I'm ever throwing shit on anybody. So it's something my life took a turn for the worse if I'm throwing shit on people.
Possibly.
But that makes me think about a story I heard on this podcast.
What you hear?
And it's when I heard it, I was tripping. But
no pun intended.
So it was this chick. She was on one of those dating apps.
I'm on all of them.
Okay, which one you on? You want to go ahead and put it out there for the people?
I'm on Tinder. On Bumble.
On Bumble.
Plenty of fish. Farmers Meat. Black Planet. Christian Mingle.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you say Farmers Meat?
Yes, I think that's what he said.
Farmersmeat.com.
Farmers Google. Meat?
Google.
Or Farmers Meat.
Bitch, you said the same shit, but you making it to the way meat? I'm not on meat. I'm on Farmers Meat.
Oh, okay.
You said it regular.
So you just go and meet some farmers?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna give no meat to no lady farmers.
Finish your damn story.
I was just asking for clarification purposes. Anyway, anyway, she finds this dude, you know, a beautiful lady, handsome dude. They go out to eat. As they go out to eat, they talk in, conversation is great, everything's good. But probably about like 35, 40 minutes into the date, her stomach start hurting. And she's like, I gotta go, excuse me, I gotta go to the restroom. He's like, that's fine. So she's going to the restroom. By the time she gets there, she don't even make it inside. By the time she get there, she doodle on herself.
Mm.
So she turns around.
Well, she didn't clean her doodle.
She goes and tells her date. She's like, I'm sorry, this is embarrassing, but I had an accident and I doodled on myself. And he was like, well, you know, it's all right. He's like, I actually live around the corner. You can go ahead and clean yourself up. Everything will be good. We'll just, you know, just keep the night rolling. It's all right. Good dude. He's, you know, good dude. It's a very sensitive, embarrassing situation. Mm-hmm. He just makes it seem like it's nothing. He says, go around the corner, clean up. Everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, okay, thank you very much. I'm so sorry about this. I hope I ain't ruined the night. He's like, no, don't worry about it. So they get in the car, go to the apartment, nice little crib. It's probably about 3 blocks away. Nice crib. She go in there, take a shower, get cleaned up and everything. Well, as she's getting out of the shower, now she's looking for her panties so she can clean them. Well, she's looking for them and she's rummaging through her closet. She can't find them. And she's like, what the fuck? I know I had them. So she opens the door to get old buddy's attention. As she opens the door, homie is sitting there with panties in hand and a spoon eating.
Man, it's not real.
Eating. eating the shit. Spoon. He had... he was eating it with the spoon. So she backs up, closes the door, and calls 911. Cops come.
What's the charge? Like, what can you call them for?
I don't even know what the charge was. It was like,
you got a ratchet on the inside for shit eating.
I don't know, dog. But look, hold on. So the cops come, and the cops say, "Oh man, I'm sorry that you're a part of this, but this actually isn't the first time. This is like
serial shit eater.
It's the second or third time we've caught him doing this, and it's like, so come to find out." He actually staged this whole thing. He has a homie that works at the restaurant in the back that cooks the food, and he put like some type of chemical. It wasn't just a laxative; like it was something that was making you shit immediately. He put some type of chemical in her food to make her do that, so he could get her home, so she can clean up, so he can eat her shit.
Let me know when you do.
So that's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
So,
go ahead.
First off, first and foremost, what you already laughing for? Why the fuck you thought this was a good topic to start off with?
Because it was...
Like, why would I... Let me talk about some shit.
We just talked about the homeless person.
I'm gonna come out shitting and eating and yum.
We just talked about the homeless person.
I gotta eat tonight. And you gonna tell me...
You go think about this the whole time?
Boy, you just told me a story that was unnecessary.
Bro, we was talking about the homeless
dude throwing right shit. Here. You ain't look at it. There you go. But you was like, you was driving over here. Let me paint the scenario. He was like, all right, what are we going to talk about today? Red light. That nigga was eating shit.
So
you can't know about it.
So why are you trying
to... Let me go get this liquor first.
Why are you trying to hold me on the pod? Why are you trying to hold me on this episode? I did say.
You probably spared here. He was 40 miles per hour. He was like, let me do 60. Let me tell him to get this door. Let me get over this curb. Did you park your car?
So why are you trying to hold me on the podcast? I said before I started the story, I heard this on the podcast. On the podcast I listened to on the way over here.
Like, so why are you trying to hold me? Between no time between the time you heard it on the podcast and now, he was like, okay.
It was on a previous episode I was listening to already.
Okay.
And when I got in the car, that hoe played, and I started listening. I was in traffic on the way over here, and that hoe was playing. And I was like, that's funny. I wanted to see what Miguel gonna say.
I am disturbed.
I would imagine you would be. I thought you was gonna have some funny takes. But instead, you decided to just hold me, which that's just
the text was coming. It's
continue.
Just I had to get
continue.
On to you first.
Continue.
But then next is like, if she bought a bathroom, like why wouldn't she go in there, at least try to clean herself up in there, then come back out? She got in the car and sat on Boo Boo.
I don't know why.
You ever
she
sat on Boo Boo? Really? How does it feel to sit on Boo Boo? Well, sitting on Boo Boo ain't fun. I remember that back from when I was a child. She got in the car and sat on a boo boo. You got a soggy. Hey, you had a soggy booty before?
Nope.
But I could imagine.
Soggy butt.
So, the thing is, if it was that bad, if it's worse than a laxative, that means this juice is running down your leg. Ain't no way you get it from the bathroom back to the table. But our people are like, ooh,
it's boo.
Ain't no way you getting back.
I'm trying to figure out like why she even, I don't know why she went back. I would have just left and sent a text and like, hey yo, I had an emergency. I'm out. Because truly she did.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out why she even went back to tell her. Like, just leave.
First of all, that first rumble, I'm not at the table no more. So I'm making it to the toilet. I know I boo boo before I go. I boo boo before I go anywhere. I take a cautionary boo boo before I leave the house just to make sure. And so it's a lot of things wrong with this story. I want to say she may not be the victim. She a victim, but she not the victim because she didn't have to go back to the table. She could have easily went to the bathroom, cleaned herself up, and now there's a lock on the bathroom door.
I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of scenarios that could have happened.
She smushed boo boo between her cheeks. I'm not going.
And you know she ain't clean. She was looking for a panty to clean.
I done peed on myself as a child. And I didn't want to go around people. She went back out there and explained herself. Then got in the car and was like, okay, let me go to his house. I ain't gonna lie. He must have been fine. Because if you boo boo on yourself and you go back to the dude's house.
Man, ain't no telling. She probably been on a drought. Once he said it was okay, she was like, oh, I'm still gonna get some dick tonight. That's probably why.
If I'm a dude in that situation, and you come back and you tell me you just boogled on yourself, and I say, oh, that's fine, let's go back to the place. You should be cautioned about that, because I still want to be around you and still want to hit at even boo boo. The juices run down your leg. I done had a laxative before. They didn't run down my leg, let me say that. But I had a laxative and it get juicy at the end. It turned to juices. Can I get some help here? The laxative, if you take enough of it, it turned to water. If she had something stronger than that laxative that made her boo-boo that fast, she had a shitty diaper and she had juices on her leg. I'm pretty sure she had on a skirt.
They didn't go into details of what she was actually.
I'm gonna just say
she could have had on pants. She could have been it could have been a casual spot. She could have been wearing jeans.
Okay, them jeans were soiled.
They were.
Ain't no way.
I agree.
I'm sitting there. Let me put myself in a shit. I'd be like, man, I just booed myself, Devin. And he'd be like, okay, cool. I'm running out the building right there. You ain't supposed to say, okay, cool, as a grown, if a grown woman come and tell you she boo-booed herself.
I mean, that's just another scenario. You said she could have went in there and cleaned herself up.
She didn't. You said she could have.
No, I'm saying, I'm talking about the scenario. She could have went in there and cleaned herself up.
She could have.
She could have left.
She could have.
And texted him and said it's an emergency. Mm-hmm. And then she could have left when he said, oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
You can clean up at my spot. Ain't no, there's no dude in hell that's going to be clapping after you doo-dooed on yourself. No matter how hard you shout.
Let me say this as a disclaimer. I'm ugly. But if I'm on a date with a female and I come back like, hey, boo. Hi, boo-boo. I boo-booed on myself.
Like, hey, boo. That's like,
hey, boo. Hey, boo. Boo-booed
so you going to come back all smooth like.
What else can you do? If I come back to the table, I'm just saying, I came back to the table. I got like, hey,
there's a million other ways you can come back to the table. You come back smooth. Hey, listen, listen here, baby. I had a little accident in the bathroom. Well, I couldn't even make it to the bathroom, baby. But just know that when I walk away, don't turn and look, baby.
And she said it's doo-doo. It's doo-doo, baby. Mm. And she sit there and say, oh, it's okay. You can come back to my place. No, I'm about to get kidnapped, raped, and my money gonna get stolen. There's no way I'm about to go back to your place.
She
after I told
she
you.
She Cardi B?
Probably.
Well, she basically Cardi B you because she
that's the plan.
That's the plan.
I'm not going back to your place after I shit on myself. I'm already uncomfortable there. I'm not gonna be uncomfortable at your place. I'm gonna go at home. I got leather seats, so the smell not gonna stick. You don't know if he had leather.
What if, so what if it's true? I'm pretty sure he had leather because they said he had like a good job. This other stuff I left out, but that wasn't important.
Okay,
but. What if the boo boo seep into the seams of that leather? Like you like
at least it's my leather. I don't gotta sit there and live with.
But you gotta get in that car every time.
I don't gotta live with the rest of my life knowing I got boo boo seams.
You gonna take that somewhere?
And that's the thing. If he's a serial boo boo sniffer or eater
with a spoon. You trying to be classy with it?
You get that car. You gonna smell the remembrance of the other females that got in there. It's gonna be a sign.
That made me think like it's gotta be a cult of the niggas, bro. They probably like, hey yo, they probably got their own website and they message board be like, hey, meet around here on the corner of 163rd and 45th. We all about to eat some shit.
I promise you, bro. If you go find the boo boo eaters, I'm done being your friend. Like.
I'm not, no, I don't
I'm
have
just
to
saying,
do.
Don't be too
I'm just
curious.
Saying, I'm not,
don't
no.
Don't hit me up. I'll go fight with you, but if you like, bro, I'm about to go find these boo boo eaters. I'm like, all right,
so first
I'll
off,
catch
I feel, you. First off, I feel offended that you think I would go and do some shit like that.
I mean, the people that are born in the 90s, y'all weird. I mean, y'all do a lot of weird stuff.
I'm not even about to go in on you. I'm going to let you have it.
Yeah,
you're about
choice.
To be 30. You're right. You about to be
I'm about to be 30.
You was born in the 80s.
Now, you said that too relaxed.
You about to be 30.
You got a whole 6 months.
You about to be, I'm about to be 32.
I'm about to be 30 this year.
Okay.
That's scary.
Bro, 30 to new 20. Ain't that what Jay-Z said? Drew, ain't that what Jay-Z said? 30 to new 20.
Jay-Z is 48.
Oh, shit. Now Jay-Z making the 40 to new 30.
He also a billionaire.
Jay-Z making the 40s look like the 30s. So you're good.
That's
fine.
I'd rather be
you 40. You're going to be here.
I have no dreams of being a billionaire.
Okay, you're gonna be well off. You're
well
gonna be well
off.
What? Exactly.
Stop lying to your lies.
I don't know how this took a turn for the worse. We went from talking to boo boo for y'all BSing me. I'm not well off.
I didn't say you was well off. I said you will be.
We got people in the
Brother
studio
Pickett,
audience.
Brother Pickett said that.
You well off.
We're not gonna get into your finances.
We're not. I don't even know.
Aren't you his boss?
I don't think he should. Hey, bro, chill. You get us both in trouble, dog. Chill out. You gonna get us both in trouble.
We can edit that out.
You gonna have to.
But back to the topic. I'm not comfortable if I boo-booed on myself and a female being okay with that unless we married. Point blank. If you sat there and I tell you I boo-booed on myself, you're like, oh, that's okay. We can go back to the crib and you can
so
take
funny.
A shower at my place. I'm like, nah.
That shit's scary.
I'm good. I'm going to delete your number. And I'm going to head
that's
out.
That's scary. So what you going to do? So say I don't think you're actively on these sites. But if you are.
I told you I'm on Farmers Meat, Tinder.
Let's say you're on Tinder.
Okay, I'm on Tinder. What the fuck?
You on Tinder. I'm on Tinder. And you actually, you find somebody that you want to have. You do?
I'm on Tinder. Okay.
Say you say you go on a date.
I never went on a date from Tinder. But keep going.
I understand that. We're just going to say for entertainment purposes, you on this date.
Okay.
And it happens. You get Cardi B. And she say that. But you really want to hit. You really, really, really want
to hit. I get Cardi B.
You get Cardi B.
I ain't got no. I'm going to. Oh, she come like so. She don't.
You really want to hit? She really want to bone you. And she like, look, you can just clean up. I ain't tripping. Like, we all grown. Shit happens.
Bitch, you. He don't even got no punchline. That was it. That's all he wanted to do. Next time, back in the news.
No.
That's all he wanted to
do. No, shit happens. Shit happens. You can go back to my spot, clean up. And like, remember, you really want to clap. This is an A1 chick. Mm-hmm. You gonna go back? You gonna risk it? You gonna go back and clean up?
I think it's only a few women on this planet that I risk it for. Brittany Elena.
Okay.
I was like, okay, come back and clean up that booty. Okay. But Robin Fenty.
She would call you good.
Yeah, I was like, I'm like, you come back up, clean that booty up. A few bathrooms in the house.
Like, a few bathrooms in the
house. Like, they won't smell it. Like, they light candles up there anyway. But Robin Fenty, you know who that is. Yeah, even Robin Fenty, Rihanna. Even. But that's probably it. Maybe. Nah, that's it.
It's Rihanna and Brittany Elena.
There's others, but I don't feel like going. It's a
what about
list.
Okay, so you didn't
say this. Let's go down to regular women there, you know.
So I'm going to put it, no, I'm going to put it like this because I know there's another social media celebrity.
We've been talking about Boo Boo Butt. From the last 14 right,
this
minutes.
Is, oh, bro. It's good. We can finish after this.
Okay. I just want to let you know.
So you said Brittany Elena and you said Rihanna.
Yeah. What and about, Kyla Pratt.
And Kyla Pratt. I was, okay. I'm glad you said that. But I know there's one more. I don't know which one.
Dylan Gonzalez.
Yeah. Okay.
The other one, she got some aftermarket parts and accessories too now.
You still wouldn't hit?
I would definitely. Both of them aftermarket.
I don't know. Now, I don't keep up with them.
No, I keep up with both of them. I knew you was going with Dylan because you said which one.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely.
So what about the other one? So it's the other one that's
Dakota?
You on the date with. Dakota. You on the date with her. Aftermarket parts and all. She Cardi B.
You keep saying Cardi B. Cardi B drugged the dudes. If I'm drugged, I'm going to sleep.
This dude drugged her.
She can't.
She just didn't sleep. She shitted on herself.
If I did that to her.
No, if she did that to you.
If I got
you know you really
want
to clap. You boo-boo on yourself. You said you was going to leave. You said that you was in that situation. You was out. This is a different situation.
Yes, it is because you name women that like once in a lifetime. Hold on.
Okay, I just want to know what you're going to do.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. Put it in the camera. Okay. Did you put it in this camera too?
I did.
Tell them what you're drinking. You're drinking some exquisite shit.
And just to let you know, I'm the one crying. That's me. It's just special effects that don't show me crying. Man. But if it was them, I'm in that bathroom. I'm spreading cheeks, washing between them. Washing between them motherfuckers. Did you name once in a lifetime women? There's no
bro,
way.
You know them restaurants got the fountains and he gonna be sitting there on the ass posted on the fountain spray.
For Brittany Elena or Rihanna?
Or Dylan
ain't
or
no
Kylie.
Way. Who?
Or Dylan or Kylie.
Kylie?
Kylie Pratt.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, yeah, I'm spraying the motherfuckers. Ain't nothing. What are you talking about? We getting the juices out.
Okay.
I wish I could ask you this question. So if you about to go on a date with Kate for the first time, you shit on yourself. She Cardi B'd you. You go to the bathroom.
I'm gonna text her from the bathroom like, hey, yo, you might want to leave. I doodled on myself. And then after that, if she say, oh, okay, I'll wait. I'm gonna be cautious because now I wasn't feeling like this at all. I boo-booed before I got here. I don't know what to think if you say, okay, I'm gonna wait. I don't know what to think. Because then I clean myself up and I come back out and be like, look, I'm gonna put it out there. I think it's weird that you waited. What are you trying to do?
She's trying to clap your cheek.
If she's trying to clap my cheeks, then it's time to go. Dude, my cheeks ain't getting clapped. My chicks ain't getting clapped, though. I gotta go.
Oh, you a fool for that one.
No, you. Man, next topic, dog. We're talking about this. We talked about this shit enough. You ain't gonna
tap
me up.
But I love First of all, we don't even
down
like that.
All right, my bad.
I did you like this.
Yeah, man. My bad.
See, the thing is, the topic
this
that
shit
I had
funny.
The topic I had that was next to serious. How do you go from shit to a serious topic? Like, how do you?
Oh shit! I don't know.
Bitch, stop. This is your first time out the house in a while.
Yeah.
You acting like it.
Yeah, I've been at working home.
That's the same thing with me. But you talking about shit.
But anyway, next topic.
You can't just say next topic like that. We gotta ease into something else.
I'm lit.
Oh my god.
I'm lit. It don't matter.
What are we gonna name this after that?
Shit. Shit happens. No, I don't know. There's a lot of podcast titles in the run.
Some
shit just get out of hand.
Before we move on, have you ever shit on yourself?
I shit on myself when I was a kid. And my mom didn't want me.
I did that shit like last year.
What? Oh no. We're going to go to yours first. You shit on yourself last year?
Because the thing was, I think I went to Vegas. I ate in and out like 7 times.
No. When you went to Vegas.
It wasn't in Vegas. Can you let me finish my story?
No, you said Vegas, so I had a question. No, I apologize.
You interrupted. I went to Vegas. I didn't have In-N-Out. In-N-Out was right there by our restaurant. I had to like 5 or 6 times. By our hotel. Like 5. I am lit.
Okay,
but I had In-N-Out like 5 or 6 times. That's right there by the hotel. And then I had, I think I had Checkers like 2 times.
Right.
Went to some barbecue place probably.
Right, say that.
And so when I got back, even though I was working out over there, I was like, okay, I can't have this excess fat on me. So I took a laxative. And so I took that laxative. And then at first when I took it, I was like, okay, this ain't shit. This laxative ain't about nothing. It ain't about that life. And then I sat there. What had happened was I underestimated the strength of the laxative. And then a fork came out.
Ooh.
I underestimated the strength of that fart, and it was like, remember we talked about Sharpie? That's exactly it. Like, and like, I got up out the bed, but I was heading to the bathroom. Like, I just got in the shower.
That's good.
It was nothing else I could do.
That's good.
Oh shit!
Oh, you're
a fool for that. I am. I'm a fool for that.
Question.
Yes, sir.
So last year, when was this?
We went out there for a bachelor party.
A bachelor party and the wedding, or just a bachelor party?
We had like 4 days between the two. I didn't shit on myself at the wedding.
I would hope not. We took a picture. Oh, I hope not.
I was in the apartment at the time. I took the laxative. It was like the day after it came back.
Question.
What, nigga?
You just said you was in the apartment at the time. You had an apartment when you was out there?
I was in the apartment at the time when I came back and took the laxative without going to see.
What apartment?
422.
Oh, the apartments.
Yeah.
I got you.
What's the difference between? I said when I came back. He said
when you came
to Oklahoma City. He said what apartment?
No. I didn't hear the Oklahoma City part. We just said it. I didn't hear the Oklahoma City part.
In Oklahoma City, when I came back, because I am into fitness, I know that I ate bad while I was out there. I took the laxative. I took what's supposed to clean out my system of the bad stuff, so I didn't have to work out extra hard. I underestimated her fart. It came out juicy.
And you shit on yourself. So in my defense, I thought you was
talking shit.
So in my defense, because I asked you when we was in, you said Vegas a lot, and I thought this happened in Vegas, but this actually happened out here.
Yeah, I was just telling you the backstory.
Okay, fuck the backstory. We were talking about when you shit it.
You gotta stop drinking because I don't gotta explain this much to you. When you're sober.
We sipping and tripping, dog.
Yeah, we are. That was what you gotta talk about.
I asked you the next topic. You went ahead and talked about
how I had to ease away from shit eating. Now we can be good. So
man, this shit crazy, dog.
Teachers are not underpaid. They have vastly underpaid.
I ain't gonna lie. This shit gotta stop.
Like the shit eating or the teachers being underpaid?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
I agree that we should not be underpaying teachers or eating shit.
We could just talk about the teachers being underpaid. We can get away from the shit.
You opened the can.
I just said this shit need to stop.
The smell is in the room.
Bro, stop. We're going to be on this shit all day. Let's stop.
Let's talk about I feel like the teachers being underpaid got to be another topic for another day. The way you started this podcast off.
Bro, I didn't start the podcast off like this. We have been going for about 6-7 minutes.
It's like,
so now we really getting into the groove.
It's like when Vince McMahon come out in the WWE, he's sitting there just talking, and then you hit Stone Cold. You were Stone Cold when you hit a glass break, and he just come out running. He's like, yeah, and he got two hands full of shit, and you just coming out to the lane. You slide in.
Why I gotta have two hands full of shit?
Because you brought the shitty situation on, and now I don't know how to transition over.
Stop it. God damn, man.
So, teachers are underpaid.
They are. Especially out here in the city. And Edmond. But to get on a serious note, it really is close to home because one of our brothers is a teacher. Mm-hmm. And he's
Which brother is that? Brother
Randolph.
He teach?
He's a teacher.
I don't even like him. Okay.
But one of our brothers is a teacher in the Edmond School Public School District. That's what it is. Edmond Public School District at Chisholm Elementary. That's what it is.
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead and ask him. Make sure you speak. Hey, when you answer, make sure you say your answer loud. You ain't gotta do all of that.
Hey Daniel, have you ever shitted at school?
It's on you. You messed up the camera and some other stuff.
Every single day.
Every single day? Okay. I just want to ask you, but.
You see, I just want you to know you brought up this.
Do you think the teachers are vastly underpaid?
Yes.
Okay. I definitely think so. The thing was, as we transition over from the shit to the teachers, a few years ago, I had to admit that I wasn't a supporter of teacher pay increase. Probably back in 2010.
May I ask you why?
I wasn't.
May I ask you why?
I felt like teachers, they get weekends off.
All right.
Summers, major holidays, mostly all the holidays, if I'm thinking correctly. And I was like, why y'all complaining all the time? Y'all get all this off. Why? Y'all better be happy. You better be grateful. Y'all get a whole summer. But then I dated a teacher.
You want to talk about that experience?
I can talk that. Let me say, dating a teacher is probably the worst thing that I ever did in my life. Not because she wasn't a good girl.
Right.
But because I got to see everything the teachers actually had to go through. There was one time that I called, it was like 7 at night. I was like, hey, boo. Gotta put on that same.
You put that smooth voice on. Go ahead, put the smooth voice on.
I was like, hey, boo. This is how I was on the phone. Hey, ma. Hey, you trying to go get something to eat? She was like, I'm still at school. I'm like, bitch, you at school? It's 7 o'clock. And you ain't at school.
Bitch, you at school.
You gotta be out there cheating.
Okay, so in her defense, wasn't she at a private school?
She wasn't at a private school.
She wasn't at a private school teacher?
No, she was at a public school. It's public as shit. She was like, I'm still at school. I'm like, bitch, you out there cheating. She was like, I'm in school. So I was like, let me pull up. I pull up. Her vehicle was outside. I'm not gonna say what vehicle. Well, it was outside. And I was like,
it was a nice one, though.
It was a nice vehicle. And then she actually was at school.
You didn't bring no food or nothing? You didn't bring no chicken sandwich or nothing?
Nah, we didn't have to do none of that. But I walked inside like, damn, you still at school. And she was in there lesson planning. And she was in there, like, getting stuff ready for the next week. And that's when I realized that teachers don't just get off at 4 o'clock. Mm-mm. Because she was still there after, like, she didn't get paid for after those times. That wasn't in her contract. She was just there trying to be a good teacher. And that made me change my mind. But also, over the time I knew her, I had to paint a classroom. I had to come and read books for her class. I hate speaking in front of people. I had to, what else I had to do?
I'm gonna ask you, what grade was she teaching?
I think it was second or third.
Oh, okay. So you're doing it for the kids.
Yeah. And then when she came home, I was helping grade papers. I was helping put grades in the book. I had to, and the worst part, I had to listen to all her stories. Like, when she came home, she had a story every single day. You know, you got a story every single day when you come home. I don't got to listen to you. I can go to my room. But I had to listen to her every single day when she came through. And that's when I realized that teachers are just, they have to, they going through a lot. They gotta teach.
Right.
They gotta somewhat be a parent, make sure your kid get fed, taught, learn life lessons, all for $30,000 in Oklahoma at least.
Yeah, it's crazy because in Texas, that's where everybody wanna go. At least all of the people that I graduated with, people that graduated before me that was being teachers, they all went to Texas. Even when I was coaching,
you get paid, you start up for like $40,000,
$45,000. Yeah. When I was coaching high school ball, we had the girls' basketball coach who was beloved at this school. I ain't going to say the school because they did us wrong and I have bad feelings about it, but that's neither here nor there. But he was interviewing at schools in the Dallas area and they was talking about paying him like $45,000, $50,000 starting, and then the next year he would get paid more. So why, I'm just trying to figure out why Oklahoma gets paid less. And it, like we said, we got our own brother that teach. What's the proper term of your title, Brother Randolph? Because I don't want to.
Go.
Yeah.
What's
who?
High structured behavior.
He teaches the special kids. I think that's the easiest
needs.
I can say.
Special needs. There
okay,
go.
Special needs.
Special needs.
And
teach special needs kids. And
the thing was.
I know it's difficult every day.
I can say that for 5 years, she didn't teach special needs kids, but I saw them and I interacted with them. It's not easy.
No.
It's not easy whatsoever. So
I only had to see, I had to see high school kids for an hour and a half every day at basketball practice. And just talking, just trying to get them going so they can listen to the game plan that we're trying to enforce for the next game was difficult. So I can only imagine being with these kids 8 hours a day and then having to do some type of planning.
Let's ask a special needs kid right here.
Oh, my God.
What's up, hey,
bro? Hey, what's going on, bro?
You out there? You good? Yeah, hey, come on,
hey.
Right
here.
Hey.
How
you
doing?
We good. You want to talk to the audience real quick? Tell them how they doing.
I'm real, I get you.
Okay, all right, bro.
This is nice blue jeans. You got to take a shit?
You got to do it. Just come back.
Make it to the bathroom at least.
Hey, make sure you ain't got no shit stains in them drawers.
Oh, y'all are home over there. How we get back? So, yeah, you a teacher. Bring us back home.
High structured kids is what he teaches. Yeah. On top of that, you are physical education teacher or assistant? Not anymore. You still do the after school? The after school care? Is that what it is? After school care? That's a lot.
And every time I come around, first of all, people think that me and Mr. Day look alike. I'm like, don't disrespect him like that. He a lot cuter than me. And so they be like, but anytime I come around a kid that thinks I'm Mr. Day or they think I know him, they sit there and they're like, they absolutely love this dude. If you see him on the street at night, I'm gonna be scared if I didn't know who he was. I'm getting in my car and I'm locking the door. But he is the nicest person that I ever met today. And so, yeah. I honestly think that teachers definitely, because the issue before was Oklahoma didn't have the income to do so. We based off of, Oklahoma's based off of natural gas or oil, whatever. And when that would dry up, we didn't have the income to pay the teachers. Now we got marijuana that I think made like $48 million in the first year.
Sounds about right.
And we still not putting it towards that. Even when we had the opportunity to do so, they said that we couldn't pay teachers, and we had, they pulled out $20 million in the rainy day fund to build a museum for the Native Americans. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for the Native Americans, but I'm like, if you could find money in that fund for them, then teachers of all ethnicities who raise, basically raise kids who should get paid.
They're second parents.
Yeah.
So, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't there a couple or a few years back, there was a pay increase for teachers?
That was
but
last
it wasn't,
year.
It was last year, but it wasn't anything.
I spoke into it. I'm not going to say which teacher I spoke to. But the thing was, it was pretty much it was like, have you ever like had a, you had a parent. I was going to say, yeah, I had a parent. But you had a parent, but they was like, you was sitting there, you was begging. You was begging for something. They were like, damn, here, shut up. Like, yeah. Here, take this. Like, that's basically what it was. They're like, here, take the little $5,000. That's going to be paid over a few years, but take this and be quiet. Like, it was like hush money.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't enough to, like, compensate over the years, but it was just, because it was spread out. They teachers have a 13-month contract.
Right.
And so it was spread out over that 13 months. And so you barely saw the difference in it. Not enough to make you want to be a better teacher, in my opinion. So that's just my opinion. I had, like I said, from dating her to now even seeing them protest last year to how we, because everything is blamed on everything else in 2019. Like, a kid shoots up a school is like violent video games. Or he sits there, he takes a bad path in life, it's that rap music. Oh, he didn't do this good on this test, it's because of the teacher.
Right.
And so it's like everything is blamed on everybody but the parent. But you want teachers to be, if you want teachers to be a parent, then you need to pay them to actually raise that child.
Right.
And so that's just my grievance. I think that's the right word, but I'm also lit.
I'm lit as well. Yeah. I'm lit as well, but I agree with that wholeheartedly, especially being that it hits close to home, just because one of our
we've had teachers,
but one of our brothers is a teacher.
Don't touch that camera.
But you want to say hi?
Shoot, I come think she'll be on camera.
Come say hi.
She'll be like, all right, let me go ahead.
Come say hi. Come here. Come say hi.
It's a chunky white baby, right?
Come say hi.
Them cheeks.
Mix is the proper term.
She don't look mixed yet. Give her about a year. Look at that cheek, right? She looking at me like, why are you touching my cheek?
Precious baby girl right here, our niece. No. Look here. Look. Say hi. Wave hi. Wave hi. Wave hi. There you go. Yeah. Look at you. Yeah. Clap. Yeah.
She clapping for you, not for me. And so yeah, but it's a lot of issues out there. You got anything else? That was my issue. I don't know what else you want to talk about.
That's a big issue.
Right? That's a huge issue. I think
especially out here. For those that may reach.
I know a teacher that had a master's that started off getting paid $31,000-$32,000 a year in Oklahoma City. With a master's.
That don't make no sense.
It makes no sense whatsoever. We got to think about that when other people are getting paid a lot more. We sat there, we complained about not having an income. We only have one source of income. And then we got another one, which is marijuana, which Colorado did really well with.
Colorado, California, Washington,
and
Oregon.
You make that money in Oklahoma City, and it's like, we don't know where that money went.
I guess we can end it all. Let's switch it up. You got anything you want to toast to? Hold on, brother.
What's up, boy? You looking like a little
right now. We got Brother Slater coming over here to the pod.
What we talking about?
Come on, what we talking about, Brother Slater? What we talking about? Hey.
Hey.
You see the bill? Hey. Hey. You got to take a shot.
I got to go back to work.
What that mean?
How many times you made that? Right. I'm not trying to incriminate you.
We ain't going to incriminate you.
How's your name?
It's all right.
It's dead. He's been on there plenty of time.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyway, go ahead,
like them stonewash jeans you got there.
They ain't stonewash.
With the Kobe's on?
Oh, boy!
We got that for you. I've been in the jungle lately. I'm a little flexible.
Now. Okay.
Oh, look, I
see what you're doing now.
You took that ring out?
Yeah.
Tell me,
15 minutes.
Mm. 15 minutes?
Yeah. I'm off the clock this year.
Oh, all right, bro.
That's some same jeans Nelly worn high.
So before we get off, you got anything you want to toast to? Anything that you're happy about your business? Anything? You got anything you want to toast to?
Say hi. Yeah. I'm happy to be alive. I'm tired, boy. Y'all don't understand when I say I'm tired. I'm tired. But the thing is, it's almost 30 days until my 30. Yeah. I'm trying to do a 30 till 30. I don't know what the event's going to entail or what it's going to be included in, but I only got 30 days left. Brittany Lane is 30. Just throw that out.
Yeah. Shoot your shot. Have you been shooting your shot?
I think she on Carl Anthony weak ass town. But I
hope
could
not,
be.
Dog. I hope she not on me.
I think they just, they may be just cool.
I say that because I don't want my fantasy points to go down. My fantasy points definitely going to go down.
You get with Brittany Lane, it's going to go up.
No, it's going to go down because he's going to be so, he's going to make sure he please her because he don't want to lose.
Yeah. Right.
See, she, okay. She know the game.
Who Carl Anthony Towns is?
She already knows. Don't worry about her. Daddy, a basketball guru.
She got at least three necks. I'm going to say that now. Put one of them necks up, girl. Get that necks up.
She might look at this. Don't touch my neck.
We good. I'm sorry.
So, toast to being alive.
I'm being alive because it's...
You're being alive.
Now, Big Sean said... Under 25, I'm living the freaking life. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna mix.
Yeah, living the freaking life.
Yeah, because the thing is, he said that because when you are brought up in America, you are not supposed to make it past 25.
Right.
Especially as a black teen or black.
And you from Detroit? What up? And you from
Detroit? That makes it even worse that I'm from Detroit. I'm not supposed to make it past 25, and now I may make it. I still got a little time. As long as you don't kill me, I may make it till 30.
I ain't gonna kill you. You ready to go to see Daddy? Okay. All right. Go see Daddy.
Take that tutu off.
Go see Daddy. Yep. Why? What are you?
Hey.
There you go. Go see Daddy.
Throw that.
Go to Daddy.
Hey.
Shut up. Go see Daddy.
She's like, I see this MacBook. She's like, oh, MacBook. And she's like, yeah.
All right. Yep. You can come back. Because you about to start pressing.
But nah, that's it. I mean, it's on the countdown. Like, cause I was born in the 80s. I mean, we all know that. And I already got, literally, what's it, the 17th? I got about, 39 days left until I'm actually 30. I don't know what to do with my life after that. I think it's downhill from there.
Yeah, what you mean? 30s is the new 20s.
Not for me. I'm ugly.
Okay. Well,
correct. Correct me if I'm wrong. She dabbed me up.
No, she didn't.
She dabbed me up. She was like, yeah.
Only thing I got to toast to is my up-and-coming business I'm doing. Currency trading and everything.
Aren't you involved in the booty bombs?
I'm not involved in booty bombs, no.
Oh, I thought you was involved in booty bombs.
I'm not involved in booty bombs. I do not want to be incriminated. So, no, I'm not involved in that. There's a couple of members of our group that is involved.
You don't got nothing to do with booty bombs.
I have nothing to do with booty bombs.
Huh. Well, tell them what you are involved in.
I'm involved in the foreign exchange market and currency trading, so toast to my business.
Foreign exchange, booty bonds?
Nope.
You got anywhere they should follow you on?
I deal with currency trading. What they should follow me on?
So you saying booty is not a currency that you can trade?
It's not a currency. It is not a foreign currency.
So what is not
something. It is not something that you can go to a foreign exchange kiosk and exchange when you go to a different country for currency. It's a physical thing.
That's neither here nor there.
I don't want to even know how you gonna flip this, but I'm scared. But yeah, that's I'm a currency trader.
Finish the podcast before I go to jail.
Nah, go ahead. You finish it. You need to finish it. I ain't got nothing to do with you.
This
and
is
booty bombs.
Episode. You did get episode 10 up.
I did get episode 10 up.
So this is episode 11.
11
of the Sipping and Tripping podcast. I am your co-host, Miguel. I just shitted on myself at least once or twice. Turley, here you are.
I'm D. White, aka Flight. Appreciate y'all for rocking with us. Y'all tune in for the next one, and we are out.